A new commandment I leave to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. What an incredible way to do the Lord's will and command. As we learn to use the five love languages, we are reminded that even the learning process of these love languages can be a pleasing aroma to the Lord. As we learn and understand that we may not have the natural tendencies to love in the language of our loved ones, we can find comfort and confidence in the beautiful command of Jesus that we love one another. To know and to rejoice knowing that in our struggle, Christ sees us and smiles in pleasure as his sons and daughters are seeking to do his will. Now, the two love languages that Pastor spoke on this week were words of affirmation and acts of service. This can seem like a true challenge if we are not naturally inclined to love in this manner. It is no surprise to many of us that we must love in a sacrificial way. So that might mean, for instance, for us to love those who like words of affirmation, that we might need to spend time with God and his scripture, asking the Lord for a word of encouragement for our brothers and sisters in Christ, or for our family or loved ones. As Paul says in 2 Corinthians 13:11, encourage one another, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. And we can all use the word of God to encourage each other. For as Paul puts it in 1 Corinthians 14, one who prophesies speaks to men for their edification, encouragement, and comfort. And what a beautiful thing to have God's infallible word, and that we can use it to encourage our brothers with his word as words of affirmation. Now, in terms of acts of service, Paul does not keep quiet. He tells us in Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, bear one another's burdens and thereby fulfill the law of Christ. Bear, he says. And the only way we can bear the burdens of someone else is by taking some of it ourselves. Picture someone trying to carry a huge box that weighs 100 pounds. If you came and helped them, you yourself would have to endure 50 pounds. This makes the load easier on the brother, but it makes you bear with him his burden. So we must seek to do acts of service that relieve our brothers and sisters and loved ones from some of their burdens. In verse 9 and 10 of the same chapter, Paul continues saying, let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. This is at its core the nature of acts of services, to relieve people and take some of the burden for love. So this week, I encourage you all, let us as brothers in Christ seek to encourage one another with words of affirmation, and let us do good to all people, performing acts of service, even when that makes us endure some of the burden ourselves. Let us pray. Father, I just thank you that you give us this command, and that you give us the ability to seek out to do it, Father, in a practical way. I pray, Father, that you just give us the heart to love people in the way that they need to be loved, that you give us words that encourage them, and that we can just be a breath of fresh air to them, Lord. Use us as well to relieve others of their burdens and perform acts of service, Father, for the love that we have for you and the love that we need to show our brothers and sisters. I thank you, and it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.